Here it goes. Uveshana Ashviz, Shabbos Shabbos and Yev Aretz, Shabbos Hashem, Sotchalo Sizr Vecharmachalo Sizmar. Esfiach Kitzirchalo Sikzar, Vesin Vegrechalo Sivzar. So the four are, number one is Ria, number two is Mira, number three is Ktsira, number four is Betsira. What we were confusing was Mira and Betsira. That was what was throwing us off. So those are the four Yisurei D'Oraisa. The Tolados, the Gemara in Moed Katan tells us, are all Yisurei D'Rabbanan. Those do not constitute Yisurei D'Oraisa. Those are all D'Rabbanan. So everything that we're going to discuss tonight, are only Yisurei D'Rabbanan, are not Yisurei D'Oraisa. Hashka, the Gemara in Moed Katan tells us, Hashka is in Yisur D'Rabbanan, is not going to be in Yisur D'Oraisa. So when we talk about watering one's field during Shemitah, we're dealing with an Isur, a potential Isur D'Rabbanan. Now the Mishnah in Shviyas on Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, tells us the following. The Mishnah tells us, Marbitzin ba'ofer lavan divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that one is allowed to do harbatza, one is allowed to sprinkle water on to the dirt of a steha lavan. That's what Rabbi Shimon's opinion is. One's allowed to sprinkle water onto a steh halavan, and the reason why we emphasize steh halavan over here, explain some of the poskim, is that a steh halavan is a field that doesn't need a lot of water. Now we're going to discuss the word marbitzin, particularly to spray, that Rabbi Shimon allows. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says that it's prohibited. One cannot be marbitz ba'ofar. So we have machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, how far we're going to allow hashka'ah. Now what's the heter of hashka'ah? So it could very well be that the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov revolves around the following. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov's point might be that there are times that you're allowed to water the ground. However, the prohibition of watering the ground will only be a case of a beis hashalchin. A beis hashalchin is a field that needs water constantly. When it comes to the ofer lavan, the marbitzin ba'ofer lavan, who says that in such a case it's going to constantly need water? And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov will not allow marbitzin, he won't allow for marbitzin ba'ofer lavan. What's interesting is that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, we're going to see, is the psak lahalacha that allows one to be marbitz ba'ofer lavan. Obviously, we have to ask what is marbitz and how far does that extend in terms of the halachos of hashka. So let's take a look at the Gemara on Vav Amabez in Moed Katan. The Gemara tells us the following. Take a look at Tana Rabbanan. Marbitzei stei lavan b'shviyas. The Gemara is about 7 or 8 lines before the Mishnah of Tzadin es ha'ishos v'sach barim. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan marbitzin stei lavan b'shviyas avalo b'moed. The halacha is that one is allowed to spray and sprinkle during shviyas, but not in moed. Asks the Gemara, v'atanya marbitzin bein b'moed bein b'shviyas. Didn't we learn that the halacha is that you're allowed to sprinkle both during moed and b'shviyas? Amar Rav Huna, lo kasha, ha Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, ha Rabbanan. Depends, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the halacha is that you can't do marbitzin. However, according to the Rabbanan, one can spray. Tanya Idach, we learned in another brisa, marbitzin stay love on Erev Shviyas, kedei sheyetzi rakos Shviyas, we'll leave that brisa for now. So, if we pass like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, it's going to be usur during Chol HaMoed. Here the Gemara seems to leave open the possibility that will be mutter during Shviyas. But Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, according to Gemara, asers on Chol HaMoed, and the girsa that we have in front of us in our Mishnah in Shviyas is that it's prohibited also during Shemitah as well to sprinkle. Okay, and we paskin like the opinion that says that one is allowed to be paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Says Tosa something very, very striking. And Tosa really, really begs a fascinating question. It happens to coincide with our Daf Yomi. The following observation says Tosas in Dibra Maskel Marbitzin. Legabe Shvius Pirish HaKuntris Hashka Purta. Rashi says that when it comes to Shemitah, you're allowed to do a little bit of Hashka. If you take a look at Rashi Dibra Maschil Litarbutse, Rashi says, Lahashkos Loshin Ein Mechabdin Ve'Ein Marbitzin Hainu Hashka Purta. What you're allowed to do, even though Rashi's going on in earlier Gemara, but it's the same word, what Rashi says you're allowed to do is a small amount of watering. Now Tosis points out that Rashi over there is not consistent, Rashi on the Gemara, is not consistent with his definition in another Rashi. Now, it's a mystery, by the way. This is an important historical Tosis. It comes up a few places in Moed Katan. That it seems that the Rashi we have in front of us in Moed Katan is not the Rashi that the Bali Tosis had. Whether it's Rashi himself, that's also Yesh Ladin, but it's not the Rashi that the Bali Tosis has. Because Tosis here quotes a sheet of Rashi that we don't have of Rashi on the Mishnah. And Tosis says, V'nira shechozer bo mimashe pirish b'mishnah. That Rashi was chozer from his opinion in the Mishnah, mashkin beis hashlachim b'moed, that our Mishnah says that you could do hashka on a beis hashlachim. Now these are two very important klalim. If someone's not doing daf yomi, so it's important you know these two things. We have a beis hashlachim, and we have a beis habal. A beis habal is different than a beis hashlachim, because a beis hashlachim is an irrigated field that if you don't irrigate it, it's going to dry out. A beis habal is a field that doesn't need as much water. Notice we spoke about that within the context of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So if you're talking about a beis habal, so then in such a case, a beis habal doesn't need as much water. And the Mishnah tells us, I photocopied that, the Mishnah tells us, mashkin beis hashlochim b'moed u'b'shvius. And according to most poskim, that's coming to emphasize that on Chol HaMoed, you're only allowed to irrigate a field because there'll be a tremendous amount of hefsed if irrigation is not done. However, when it comes to Shemitah, then in such a case, when it comes to a base habal, it's not going to be acceptable. When it comes to base habal, it's not going to be acceptable because you don't have the heter of hefsed. So back into Tosos. So Tosos says that Rashi and the Mishnah has a very interesting case. In Dibar Maskel Marbitzin. V'nira shechozer bo mimashe pirish b'mishnah beis hashlachim b'moed ulegabe shvi is shari afilu beis habal. Rashi tells us that beis habal is going to be permissible on Shemitah. In other words, not only are we allowed to be mashke beis hashlachim because it's a hefsid, but even the beis habal is going to be mutter according to Rashi when it comes to Shemitah. According to this reading, when the Mishnah says mashkin beis hashlachim b'moed u'b'shvius, according to the opinion of Rashi and the Mishnah, the opinion that Tosfos was quoting, the halacha does not mean to indicate that on Shemitah you can't do hashka'ah. The Masechta is Maseches Moed Katan. Maseches Moed Katan on Chol HaMoed, the only thing that's mutter is Beis HaShalchin. Beis HaBal is not permissible. So the Mishnah wanted to discuss both halachos of Shvius. As we mentioned before, the Makoros for Hilchos Shemitah are really in the Bavli. Some of the primary sources of the Avos and Talados are in Moed Katan. So once we have the source in Moed Katan, so then in such a case, there we also mention the Mishnah one make reference to Hilchos Shemitah as well. But that's why it says, Mashkin Beis Hashlochin in regards to Moed Shvius, but that doesn't mean to tell us that Beis Habal is going to be Osir in Shemitah. The position of Rashi that Tosos had is that it's going to be Osir in only by Moed when it comes to Beis Habal, but during Shemitah, the halacha is that one would allow to do Hashka. Now the truth is, it's a Shita that always bothered me. How could that possibly be that Hashka is going to be permissible during Shemitah, Bein b'beis hashlachin beis habal. I understand that you're allowed to do Hashka b'beis hashlachin, because when it comes to a Hefsid, so there we have a Svara. Also in the Gemara in Moed Katan, we've discussed this in detail last man, in Moed Katan as well as in Avodah Zarah, where you have the idea of l'ukmi ilana, you have a heter that you're allowed to do malachos that are to save the land from going bad. However, when we're talking about a carte blanche heter, what about the fact that this is that l'chura, it is a malacha. The pashtus of you, as I mentioned before from the Bavli, is that it is a malacha. So Tosis Yomtif points out an amazing Yerushalmi that appears on our Mishnah Marbitzim Ba'afar Lavan. The Yerushalmi is the page after the Gemara in Moed Katan on Perek Beis, and Yerushalmi is Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. The Gemara is bothered. The Yerushalmi is bothered on Vavam Beis. It's Vavam Beis and Yerushalmi that's in front of us. The Rabbi Shimon opinion seems to preclude the opinion of Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. We learned that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that when it comes to Marbitzin Bafar Lavan, it's permissible. And yet, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, has reasons to believe that in Hilchos Moed, Chala Moed, Rabbi Shimon would agree with Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. So why is it, asks the Yerushalmi on Vav Amud Beis, why is it that Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to Shemitah, is more makel than when it comes to Chala Moed? And the Yerushalmi, about 7 lines up from the end of the Perek, and I am taking out of context a fascinating line from the Yerushalmi, but here's the line. It's about 6 or 7 lines up. First word on the line is Shvius, or Vikan, right above that. Ma bein Shvius, ma bein Moed? Shvius al yidei shu mutter b'malacha hitiru bein davar shu tareach ben davar shena tareach. Moed al yidei shu asur b'malacha lo hitiru el davar shu aved ubavad davar shena tareach. The Yerushalmi, for some reason, describes Hashka as being more lenient on Shvius than it is during Chala Moed, because on Shvius it's not a malacha. Yet, when it comes to Chala Moed, it is a malacha that has tircha to it. Now, the first point, of course, is many of you familiar, that when it comes to Chala Moed, from the Bavli's perspective, and here the Yerushalmi seems to understand it this way, there are poskim that are more machmir than this, but the simple reading of the Bavli is that the Isra Chala Moed is dafka, those malachos that are of tircha. If it's not of tircha, then it's not an Isra of Chala Moed. There is, I'll just add in parentheses, the Chazon Ish was choshesh that all malachos, all 39 malachos, are asur even on Chala Moed if it's not l'tzarech yantif. To the point, and it's based on a Chayi Adam, that the Chayi Adam seems to hold that Yisurei Malacha are not Yisur Malacha of Tircha, but rather is an objective prohibition of all 39 malachos. On Yomtif you have a heter of Ochal Nefesh, and on Chala Moed you have a heter of l'tzarech hamoed. That's the position of the Chazon Ish and the Chayyadim. To the point the Chazon Ish would check his pockets before he would go out on Chala Moed. Because if it's not L'tzarech HaMoed, then it's Tiltal and it's going to be Aser. And of course you know the joke about how many Eruvim are really, really kosher. The joke goes that the Brisker Rav was once on vacation. Rav Gidon's heard this from me before. He was once on vacation with a couple of his Talmidim, and the Stalner Rebbe was there with him. It was the Stalner Rebbe's Aliyah, and he noticed something strange in the Sefer Torah, but he didn't want to pass the Sefer Torah as possible with the Brisker Rav there. So he called over the Brisker Rav, and he pointed out to him what was in the middle of his Aliyah, what was going on. So the fellow, the Brisker Rav, turned to the Baal Koreh and said to him to keep on going. Afterwards, the Stalner Rebbe was very, very taken aback, and he said, but it seemed to me to be a real, real shaila, and you, the Brisker Rav, are known to be choshesh l'chumra. So the Stalner Rebbe said that's why he asked the Brisker Rav. So the Brisker Rav said to him, well, according to Rambam, by the way, that you should know this halacha l'maisa, that the Rambam is quite lenient when it comes to psulim of the Sefer Torah. You need a lot of bad letters for the Rambam for the Sefer Torah to be pasul. So he said, according to the Rambam, the Sefer Torah was still kosher, even though according to many Rishonim it was pasul. But the Erev is possible according to all the Shitas, the Brisker Rav claimed. And he knew that what they would do is they would take the Sefer Torah and carry it out outside. So there would be a problem in regards to walking out on Chala Moed according to the Chazon Ish and the Chayyadim in regards to doing Malacha. Now, in regards to Shemitah, says the Yerushalmi, Tircha is not Aser. And the Yerushalmi says that this is not considered, this is not a malacha, and thereby, even though it's tircha, it's not going to be problematic. Of course, the question becomes, so what does Yerushalmi mean that the Yerushalmi says that it's not a malacha? So take a look at this fascinating explanation of Tosfos Yom Tov. On the next page, the Tosfos Yom Tov develops this shita. The Tosfos Yom Tov says, in Avol Ein Mashkin, in Dibur HaMaskil Ein Mashkin, in Moed Katan, he says, V'taima kid mefarish bu Yerushalmi. The Shvius al Yidei Shu Mutar b'malacha, Pirush, She'ena dekarka, Hitiru, Afilu b'davar shel Toreach. So he says that when it comes to Shvius, it's Eina dekarka. What is the Tosfos Yom Tov saying? He's saying an amazing take on Hilchos Shvius. And we've had Mar Makomos in the past that seemed to drive in this direction as well. That the Yerushalmi might be of the opinion of the following. That since Hashkah is not you doing malacha to the karka, you're not planting in the karka, you're not doing malacha on a tree, you're just providing nutrients to the karka. In such a case, it could very well be that the Yerushalmi, and possibly some suggest, that this is the pshat in the Shita of Rashi. That Rashi is saying that Marbitzin ba'ofer lavan during Shvius, according to Rabbi Shimon, is not only Marbitzin is going to be mutter, that all forms of Hashkah as well would be mutter. Now, why do I say this is not halacha l'maisa? But it is a very, very interesting take based on the Gemara in Moed Katan. The truth is, our girsa that we have in Moed Katan seems to support a large part of this idea. And that is that when it comes to Shvius, there's no source in the entire Gemara that suggests that there's any Isser of Hashkah. The only source that prohibits Hashkah is Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov, in the Mishnah, who's talking about Chol HaMoed, but he's not talking about Shvius. If you take a look, Vamevin Yavin in the Gra suggests already a different Girsa already. But the Girsa that's in front of us in the Gemara, so there Marbitzin seems to be permissible, and the position of Rashi is that, Rashi in the Mishnah, is that not only could it be Mashke Bebeis HaShalchin, but you could even be mashkev a base habal. Now let's take a look just at the hemshech of Tosfos. Vani pirashi b'mishnah shvius nami lo shari elo b'beis hashlochin ki depirish hakuntris kan. Avol kashuli, Tosfos says, I'm not sure that I'm right. Shemahacha airi bashka gemura. Maybe over here it's talking about full ashka. Maybe ashka will be entirely permissible. Depli iligabe moed, Reb Lozer ben Yaakov Rabbanon. And on Shemitah, we're going to be Mekel for Hashka Meruba. Va'adarabah, nearly the Mari Bashka Gemura El Gabe Shlachin, Shetzarech Hashka, Nokim Mashkin, V'gabe Baal, Kariar Batsa. And Tosfos then says the following take. The reason why we use the expression Marbitzin is because there, when you talk about a Beis Habal, then you're talking about Marbitzin. Then you use the expression Marbitzin. But if we're talking about a Beis HaShalchin, so then you talk about Hashka. So says Tosfos, the halacha would be that you could be Mashke Beis HaShalchin, and you could also do Arbatza of the Beis HaBaal. That means a full watering, according to the Shita of Tosfos as well. However, the Rambam does not pask in this way. The Rambam, it seems to me, after we have it after the Tosfos Yom Tov, will go with Tosfos' Havamina. And he will point out that the fact that Chazal only formulate the Heter in Shvius with the term Marbitzin, the simple reading of the word is to sprinkle. And Tosfos is being matchik and saying Marbitzin is an expression of watering a Beis Habal. And Hashkah is an expression that's used for a Beis Hashlachin. So says the Rambam, it seems not that way. The Rambam says that the Heter is only to sprinkle in a Beis Habal. Let's take a look at the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches.
Mashkin beis hashlachim b'shvius v'histe hazroim sheets mea b'yoser. If you're talking about a land that needs a lot of watering, so then in such a case, then you're allowed to water it during Shemitah. V'chein stei ha'ilanos, im hayu meruchakin zeh mizeh yoseh me'esel beisa, moshkenes ha'mayim me'ilan li'ilan. And also, if you have a area of trees that need water, so then you're allowed to, notice over here, you're allowed to be moshech, you're allowed to draw the water from one tree to the next, but you're not allowed to water the entire field. Why? Because the Rambam understands two things. Number one is, the Rambam considers hashka as an avoda bekarka, number one. And number two, the Rambam is going to say that marbitzin is dafka, the act of sprinkling. The Rambam is going to define the word marbitzin as sprinkling. That's what we see at the end of Halacha Ches. V'chein ofer alavon marbitzin osa b'mayim b'shvius b'shvil ha'ilanos shelo yifsedu. That you're allowed to water them, but only through the process of marbitzin. By the way, the Rambam, of course, then al pishitaso is going to need the famous expression that he uses in the end of Halacha Yud that we've discussed in the past. The Rambam says, "Umepnei mai tiru kol elu sheim lo yashke teaser aretz melecha v'yomus kol eitz sheba." If we're not going to water, all the trees are going to die. V'hol v'isra advar meilu kiyotzim emidvreim lo gazra leilu. And since these are only midrabanan, so it's going to be mutter b'makom hefsid. In contrast to the shitas harashi and the balitosis, who say the hashka is going to be mutter, according to the Rambam, it's going to be a heter of b'makom hefsid. She'ein osir minatore ala osin shtei avos v'shtei talado shalehem k'moshe b'yarnu, only the four talados that we mentioned before. The Chazon Ish summarizes this sugya lahalacha in Simin Tezayin, Os Yud Beis, and Os Yud Gimel. Let's take a look at where he summarizes the psak. Let's pick up already from Os Yud Gimel. V'nira d'le'inyin halacha kaimelon she'ei mashkin beis habal b'shvius. He says we paskin that you can't be mashkin beis habal. Now we can understand every word in the Chazon Ish. Ukepashta the Mishnah's Ma'ikatan. That's also a simple reading of the Mishnah Ma'ikatan. Mashkin beis hashlachin b'moed u'b'shvius. That only beis hashlachin. Ukemoshe kasa ritva. V'chein divrei Rambam perek alf halacha ches. V'i Rebbe Shimon b'mishnah b'shvius matir hashka lo kaimelon kavosei. And he adds, and those who understand that Rabbi Shimon was Matir Hashka, that's the Yerushalmi's Havana of Rabbi Shimon, we don't paskin like that. Ve'efshir de lo Matir Rabbi Shimon el Arbatza, haynu lizrak aleim risisei mayim kemoshe pirish haramim. So the only thing you would be allowed to do is to sprinkle water. Okay, so that's the psak from the Chazon Ish. I'm not aware of anybody who follows the Shita of Rashi and Tosos, which is really, really striking. Rashi, Tosos, which is a stira in Rashi, are lenient. And it bothers me that when being down on these Shilas, that the Poskim don't mention enough, as a Tziruf Lahakel, that from the simple reading of the Bavli, until the Gra came along to reread the Bavli that it's going to fit, according to the psak of the Rambam, at the end of the day, it's important to keep in mind that Rashi and Tosas, with the svara that we gave from the Yerushalmi, Rashi and Tosas will hold that Hashka is going to be mutter entirely. Now again, Yerushalmi is a massive chiddush. We're relying on the Tosas' Yom Tov's definition of the Yerushalmi. For sure, to use this lechatchila, we for sure are not going to do that. As we've emphasized before, the limud of Shemitah is a very difficult limud. It's not an easy limud at all. But there is something that is easier about Hilchos Shemitah, and that is, in contrast, those who are doing, whether you're doing Bas V'Chalav, Nida, Hilchos Shabbos, there's so many poskim out there. You have to take into account the Mechaber and the Ramah. Shvius has one posek that everybody has followed afterwards, up until political divides 700 years later created other issues. And who is that? It's the Rambam. There's no Mechaber Ramah. There's a Rambam. Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes on the Rambam. The Pasa Shulchan writes on the Rambam. Almost everybody writes on the Rambam. So on the one end, the Rambam took the day where the Rambam paskin that there is no heter of hashkoa by stay base habal. However, it's important to note that Rashi and Tosas, and we need to give the hesber. We gave it, so that's important to keep in mind. So therefore, let's see a summary of the poskim in regards to the issue. I've mentioned in the past that we try to use both for the halacha lemaisa svarim, both the most important sefer in the Haredi world today in Hilchos Shviyas, and that is the sefer Mishpatei Aretz, as well as the most important sefer in Hilchos Shmita today in the Dati Lumi world, and that is Rav Rimon's sefer. And both of them are fantastic, fantastic svarim. Obviously, at times reflecting two different traditions, but both of them are absolutely fantastic svarim. So let's take a look at the Mishpatei Aretz, page 48. Mutter lahashkos tzemach hazakuk lemayim. Af al pi shemehashkaya zu nenim tzmachim acherim. Shesviv aso sheinim zkukim lakach. Let's even go one back. Zayin. Tzmachim sheyidu al pi nisayon shelo hashkaya lo yigrom lem nezek kavua. Asur lahashkosam. So if you know that the trees are not going to die, then it's prohibited to water them. And those things that are going to die, so then in such a case that are necessary to keep them alive, so then in such a case you are allowed to water. So of course that's going to fit in with the psak of the Rambam. Now, there is a fascinating question in regards to the following. The rule is, let's talk now practically, if your garden needs watering, so bottom line is you're allowed to water it. The amount of water, we're not going to get involved with, but only is an amount of water that's mutter to prevent from hefsid. Which means that in the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, especially the old edition, this is the new edition I photocopied in front of you, but I have the old edition, the green edition, they have a set of charts where they actually calculate the average garden in Israel based on the amount of meters, how much liters every garden needs. I have a friend who loves math, so he calculated to the exact liter exactly how much his garden needs. He then gave me all of his calculations. I don't like math very much. I rebelled. All of my parents and grandparents are all math teachers. My father has a PhD in economics, so I went for the humanities. I wasn't interested at all. So, but I asked him what the bottom line is. What was his bottom line? If you want to take a look at the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, they actually have the calculations. What is permissible and what is not. But here is a fascinating tzad lahakel in Ara number 10. They quote a fascinating tzad lahakel in Halacha Lemaisa. Nistapek Refrank. It's probably a typo. It says Hagrash Frank. It should probably say Hagratz Frank. Ratzi Pesach Frank. Ha'im muter lahashkos Pesach Hashlochem b'kamut ha'regila. O yesh letzamtzim lahashkos rakidei kiyum ha'tzemach. How much are you allowed to water the ground? Are you allowed to water the ground only the amount that's necessary before the tree flourishes, but once you've saved it from death, then it's going to be prohibited, or you're allowed to use a normal amount of water. So there is a lot of tzadim to be made that once the area, it falls into the category of Shema Yamus, that there would be a Hefsid, then you could water in the general manner. Now, they point out, they ask Akasha, but the Chazon Ish says that when it comes to all other Malachos, the Halacha is that when it's an Iser Derabanan, for example, if you have a tree that needs pruning, we mentioned pruning is an Iser D'Oraisa, so you can't prune a tree to save a tree from dying. But what happens if you're doing other malachos that are not Isurei Daraisa? You're doing malachos, for example, we had cases of covering, the roots have become revealed, and you're now going to cover the roots. So that's an Isur Darabbanan. So then in such a case, halacha is, you're only allowed to cover the roots that are going to cause the tree to die. Anything else that's going to help the tree, what's referred to as levruye ilana, is going to be aser. Asks the Reb Nissim Karelitz, but the Chazon Ish himself said that the only thing that you're allowed to do, pick up on the bottom of the first column on page 48, umashikos v'chazon ish, etzarech lishkol kol melacha, ulemayet b'mispra ha'pe'omim ubekamut ha'melacha, v'lasot rak hechrochi, Kotov bechut shani, that's Rav Karelitz, shu rak bishar melachos, shetiru lasos ha'melachot yeh lahatzel mehefsid. Avo bahashkoya, hitte be'ofen klali, ef ma shenikra beis hashlachin. So he wants the taina that the heter, what we would call in yeshivish terminology, is hutra. That the halacha is that once you're allowed to water the beis hashlachin, it's going to be hutra. However, it's a little bit of a chidush. If you understood, like Shitas Rashi and Tosos, says not a malach at all, but mehechi teisi, that you're going to say that the halacha is that it's hutra, once you're allowed to water, then you're allowed to water everything. And that's why many don't follow this, and many follow a stringent position. Lachain, skipping after the parentheses, Savar Chazonish Lahatir, Rakishem Brera Cheres. If you're stuck, it's going to be mutter. Achdato shel Rav Yashiv shel mutter lashkus rakifi atzarech l'kiyum atzmachim. Rav Yashiv said that what's permissible is only what's absolutely necessary for them to live. Hence, there are many people at this time who are calculating how much water their garden needs so as not to die, which is not easy. And here I'd like to use a snif lahakel. Since at the end of the day, I was talking with Rav Bednarsh about this beforehand, he was saying it's hard to know how much water it is. So I think, since the Rashi and Tosas, at the end of the day, at most we're talking about is an Isur Derabbanan, throwing in the fact that Ruba de Poskim hold that Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is Derabbanan. And the opinion of some of the Rashis and the Bali and the Tosas, the Moikot and Davavam Beis, is that there is no Isur of Ashkah based on the Yerushalmi. So then what would seem to me to emerge is that if a person has a suffix, they can be makil. Because at the end of the day, Shvius is the Rabbanan, number one. Number two is that we're dealing with the fact that there are Rishonim who are makil across the board. So if a person does not have to jeopardize, especially Makum Hefsim Meruba, here it's actually quite expensive to replant grass. Grass dies easily here in Eretz Yisrael. And it's expensive. What many people, by the way, just an inside word, for those of you who are hoping one day to come to Eretz Yisrael, don't make the mistake that my wife and I, idealists, made. I couldn't imagine the idea when we brought in the gardener. We had a nice backyard where the gardener said, put on artificial turf. I couldn't imagine. How could I have a backyard with synthetic grass? But it's upkeep of grass here in Eretz Yisrael is not easy at all. And it is expensive. By the way, I noticed I went with my kids to a minor league game. Almost every the minor league stadium when I was in the States has gone from grass to artificial turf in the last year. Everything is switching to synthetic. So anyhow, it's difficult to upkeep a grass and it's expensive. So based on that, a person should not be machmir l'chumra and cause their grass to grow or their trees to grow. And if they have a suffix, l'chura, one could be makel. Rav Rimon has a brilliant raya, really fascinating raya. Skip the next page of Mishpatei Aretz, which we'll get back to. Rav Rimon has a fascinating raya, which I think is a geshmaka raya. When I first saw the raya, I said to myself, I'd like to try to take it apart. I spent 5 minutes trying to disagree with it. You know, it's always good to try to look at it critically, and then I couldn't think of a reason why it was wrong. So after 5 minutes of thinking about it, so I'll share it with you. In Ha'ara 43, Rav Rimon, I bought it from him directly. There's a piece of YU history. we used to have a summer kollel of college guys, not smicha guys. Now there's a kachim kollel, but there used to be a YU summer kollel. So before, I can't believe it's already last Shemitah that we had it, we went on a tour with Rav Rimon. So I bought from him a copy of his Shemitah book, which has now been redone. One of the Talmidim says that he has it, so it was very nice. He inscribed it and so on. We had a beautiful experience there. So this is the old edition. I don't think it's already the same pagination. I use the Mishpatei Aretz from the old edition. I use Rav Rimon Sefer from the old edition. On Ha'ara 43, he quotes a fascinating Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger hitir Hosafa al Hashkoya b'stei shlachim b'chal amoit uledaito im hischil lahashkos beheter yochol lahashkos kama shirotze. So Rabbi Akiva Eger might very well be the source of Rav Karelitz, and that is, and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and that is that Rabbi Akiva Eger said that when it's mutter to be mashke beis hashlachim, the halacha is that once you start a beter, you're allowed to do as much as you want. A beis habal is going to be also once you start, it's mutter. So says Rav Rimon sharply, im hosafa kazu muteres bechalamoed, kal v'chomer shehi muteres gam mishviyas. That certainly, if according to most poskim, he says there's a Chazon Ish that might disagree with this, but very logically, especially what we've seen based on the Mashmos of the Gemaras and the Rishonim, that when it comes to Shvius, we would be more machmir on Chalamoed than we are by Shvius. So if on Chalamoed, Rabbi Akiva Eger paskin that the halacha is that once it's mutter to be mashke beis hashlochin, you're allowed to be mashke normally. Mamish normally, so then in such a case, certainly when it comes to Shemitah. So this is another Gishmako Safa in regards to a tzad to be mekil, that once you're allowed to water, so then you can. So therefore, what I would recommend is, if a person knows that his gardening needs watering, instead of watering in short increments, what I mean by short increments is watering, let's say his garden needs generally to be watered once every 2 weeks. So instead of watering every week a small amount, what I'd recommend is every 2 weeks, where at that moment there's real tzorech, then in such a case, then even to water a regular amount would make much more sense. And in terms of being mitzamtzem, we already gave l'chetchila, of course one should be mitzamtzem, but not at the risk of a hefsid, a hefsid meruba. So that's what emerges over here from both sides. Both the Mishpatei Aretz has a tzad l'hakel. At the end of the day, Rav Yoshev was machmir, and Rav Rimon goes with that as well. He does concede that the Chazon Ish is the wrong marmakom. Ooh. Someone who has the new Rav Rimon Sefer, I think the Maramukim from the Chazon Ish is incorrect. I've found a few typos in this book. But he claims that according to the Chazon Ish, the above Svara, the above Kal V'Chomer is not going to work. But that Svara is definitely an objectively fair Svara, because at the end of the day, the most stringent opinion we saw was that Moed and Shvius are going to be equal. So if that's so, then if Moed Rabbi Akiva Eger is Mekel, so then certainly, now obviously, if we were doing the Lamdus here, we would need to develop what is this Chutra type of idea, that once it comes to Chal Moed automatically, it's going to be Mutter, so it'll be Mutter over here automatically as well. Another piece of Lamdus that I left out is if you start Cheshbening the Rambam, exactly who he paskins like, there are a few opinions. There's the Mishnayis of Shvius, there's Reb Shimon, Reb Lozer ben Yaakov. In Moed Katan, there's Reb Lozer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan. If you try to cheshbon how the Rambam paskins, the Radvaz points out that the Rambam doesn't seem to follow any shita lahalacha. So that's something that's a little bit difficult in cheshboning the shitas harambam, but the bottom line is, I felt that was beyond us to try to figure that out, but to know the Machlokis Rambam and the other Rishonim and the Psak, according to Ruba Rishon, but keeping in mind that Sa'ad L'Hakel. Finally, I've discussed in the past a shita that really intrigued me. I think the reason why it intrigued me is because when someone suggested it to me that there were lenient opinions like this, I discounted it, and I found the shita extremely, extremely difficult. I still find this lenient opinion extremely difficult, but of all places, it does not appear. You know, there's a
a fallacy out there. The fallacy is that Rav Rimon Sefer is more lenient than the Mishpatei Aretz. Here is a case where there's amazing kula in the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz in the name of Rav Eliyashiv that I find quite difficult, which is actually appropriate for this period of time. It's Mamish Nogea LeMaisa right now. Here is the kula. Take a look at page 49, Os Tes. Yesh Omrim She'efsher LeHakel, that we could be lenient to program. Now, by the way, many people in Eretz Yisrael have, even more than I think in the States. In the States, it's already bourgeoisie to have this, but there are many people in Israel who have their water systems as automated. Even people who are not wealthy. It's very, very common. When a gardener comes along, they stall in automatically an automated watering system. I don't know if it's just my parents and my siblings are still watering their... I think it's part of the Sunday event, is washing your car and watering the garden by hand. But here in Israel, it could be people are just busier. Automated machines exist. Mishpatei Aretz quotes Rav Eliyashiv that says that if you set your sprinkler right now, we have a couple more weeks. We discussed why the Tosefes Shemitah doesn't apply already in the past. So that's not a problem to set now in Elul. If you set your sprinkler here in Eretz Yisrael now, you could, Hashka is going to be entirely mutter. Because you're not doing a pu'ulas Hashka. I couldn't believe it. Rav Effi Green told this to me, and I said, he told me he had the new sefer of the Mishpatei Aretz. I said, I can't believe such a thing. I said, I'm familiar that there is such a tzad to set your order, a tzad as another stringency, to water your lawn through an automated sprinkler, al hatzad, that the Isra of Shemitah is dafka. We started with this in our introductory shir. We started with a chakira. What is the Isra of Shemitah? Is the Isra of Shemitah a chovas hagavra? Or is it a chiyuv that your land should rest? So al hatzad, that it's a chovas hagavra, that's another sniff. And hence, if you're masupik, how much your land needs, so set up a sprinkler anyhow, that's another tzad. But here, there is a even broader kula. And the broader kula is that it's just mutter across the board. Af hashkayel arvacha. Even hashkayel arvacha is going to be permissible. So I do not, even though this comes from one of the great poskeador of Al Yashiv Zatzal, I do not advocate taking such an approach. It basically abdicates the entire chiyuv. I don't understand, in the footnotes, he tries to explain why, according to Minchas Chinuch, who holds that the mitzvah of Shemitah is that you have to make sure your land rests, why it would be that it's not a prohibition. That, of course, in the chakira, the tzad of the chakira that holds that's a choves agavra, okay. But there are many who hold v'shavsa aret shavas Hashem. We spent a lot of time being choker in the Rambam. What's the Rambam's chiv? Rav Rosenzweig discussed this a lot when we were doing this in the Kol Elyon, exactly what is a pshat. But clearly, the Minchas Chinuch and others hold that there's a chiv that the land has to rest. If that would be so, even on Erev Shemitah, you could be over the Isser if you cause your karka not to rest. So therefore, one should be aware of this kula, and this we could use this kula as a sniff, again, in terms of being makel on the amount of water. If a person sets up the automated system that before Shemitah, so that's another reason, another sniff to be makel, that you could even have quite a bit of water, because at the end of the day, there is a tzad that it's not a chovas ha sada, but rather it's a chovas ha gavra. Now again, in Ara 15, he tries to say that no, even according to Asad, that the karka is resting, that you're still not over. That I think is quite a big chiddush. Why hashka would be different? We did have a Yerushalmi that said that hashka is not a malacha, but at the end of the day, to squeeze that into Yerushalmi would be a little bit shver. Okay, tonight was a straightforward topic. By the way, it actually is quite a complicated topic. For example, if you take a look at the Tosos, on the top Tosos, on Vav Amud Beis, we did the Tosos of Marbitzin, the Tosos of Shari L'Tarbutzei is a very complicated Tosos. Machlokes, Balamor, Ramban, there are many, many, many Shitas HaRishonim.
It's less important in terms of halacha lemaisis, so we did not focus on that too much. What we saw is a sheet of Rabbi Shimon who's matir marbitzin ba'ofer lavan. The Rabbi Shimon allows. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is machmir in that Mishnah. According to all of the Rishonim, we follow the position of Rabbi Shimon. The Yerushalmi has a big complicated discussion. The Baalei Tosfos have a big complicated discussion why that's so, that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. One of the problems that the Baalei Tosfos has, this is an example of where I wouldn't get into such iyun because we're not, myself included, not appropriately prepared, is we have a klal, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Mishnasos Kavanaki. So what comes out is we end up passing against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Rishonim do somersaults. We sort of put that on the side. We made believe it. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's Mishnah says not Kavanaki, but halacha l'maisa we follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And then we had this fundamental machlokas Rishon. Rashi and Tosas seem to say that Marbitzin Bafar Lovin is a heter of a Hashkol Gamri, which it could very well be. Some point out, I don't recall who was the first Achron that I saw this in, but some point out that it could very well be the Rashi Tosis is working with that understanding of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is Mechadesh, that it's not considered a Malach, and the Yisr by Chal Moed is only Tircha when it comes to Hashka. And then when it comes to Psaka, the Rambam, though, the Rambam is Machmir, he's only Matir Marbitzin Ba'afar Lavan, and therefore if the Rambam is Machmir Marbitzin Ba'afar Lavan, the Rambam Lishitaso says that when it comes to base Hashlachin, it's going to be Mutter to water, but we won't allow you to water what? We won't allow you to water a base Habal. Only Beis HaShlachin is going to be mutter. So therefore, the heter today, according to the Rambam, is only going to be to water those areas that are need water. And without, the Rambam seems to say in Halacha Yud, they're going to die. Otherwise, it's going to be us. Or an interesting question, what about spraying B'stei HaLavan? In other words, there is a makar. It's black on white. Marbitzin Ba'afar Lavan is going to be mutter. So even those things that don't need full watering, maybe spraying them might still be permissible. But we were discussing watering mamish and watering those things mamish, so then it would only be permissible if there's a real tzarech. Once there is a real tzarech, we saw that there are some poskim or matir across the board. Dahainu, that means that you could, once you start watering, it's entirely permissible. Rav Nissim Karel suggests such a chiddush, and Rav Rimon has a brilliant raya from Rabbi Akiva Eger in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, that once Rabbi Akiva Eger said that the halacha is that Chol HaMoed, once it's mutter to be mashke beis hashachin, you're allowed to be matter entirely. Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, who's one of the world's biggest experts in Shvius, once upon a time, before the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz and the Sefer Hashmita come out, one of the real go-to svarim was Mishnas Yosef. It's a fantastic work on Maseches Shvius. Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, have zoche to go buy that sefer from him as well. He's a holy Hasidus Shiyid in Geula. I went to him. He was wearing his tefillin. He sat. He was so warm. He spoke with me. He inscribed the sefer. He must be now well into his 80s. Rabbi Yosef Lieberman was one of the machmirim. Rabbi Yosef Lieberman holds that the halacha is that you have to be mitzamtzem by how much you water. So we pointed out that that's lechatchila, that one should be mitzamtzem, but we have many shitas that you could be makel on, that if there's any suffek, not to cause yourself hefsed. Number one, we have Rashi and Tosis. Number two, we have that Rabbi Akiva Eger. Number three, Rabbi Nissim Karelitz holds that it's hutra entirely, even though Rabbi Yashiv disagreed, but there's enough of that sniffing to be makel. And then if you want one more sniff to be makel, we're going to take a kula that we thought might have gone too far to be matir, just to set up an automated machine and just allow you to do a full hashka and shmita. That to me sounds very, very, very radical. In others, then you could do a hashka on your roses as well. Not because the rose bush is going to die. I don't think a rose bush dies after. By the way, if you notice, I'm very, very careful not to make any assumptions of gardening, because I'm not the gardener. But from my experience, rose bushes would not die if it doesn't have a year's worth of water. Maybe I'm wrong. But whatever it is that would not die after a year of water, to rely on that just to simply water it regular, that would be difficult. On the other hand, if a person has a suffix on those things, for example, if he's mesupik, whether his rose bush is going to die or not, and then that might be another tzad a tzad to be makel to use the automated machine. Certainly for his lawn, if he's not sure how much water his lawn needs, so he could err on the side of caution and use the automated machine. Okay, we'll stop over here.